Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. Today he is talking about self-acceptance and trust. Guilt never serves you. Be at peace with yourselves. All is flowing beautifully, just as divinely intended. Trust yourselves, because you are, every one of you reading this message, precisely where you were meant to be, where you chose to be before you incarnated for this present human life experience. You all chose to be in form at this precise moment, now, to massively assist in humanity's awakening process, and that is exactly what you are all doing. You are all setting and holding the intent to be only loving whatever arises daily in your lives, even if at times it does not seem like that, because unthinkingly and unmindfully your egos react unlovingly to an unexpected event or personal interaction. Just remind yourselves, when you become aware that such an event has occurred, that your true intent is to be only loving, and forgive yourselves immediately for your error. Let go of any sense of guilt that may arise, because guilt never serves you. It is but an egoic distraction that engrosses and unsettles you. If an apology or some form of recompense seems to you to be appropriate, then make it, but let go of any expectations as to how it will be received or whether it will be accepted, because you have, with honest intent, attempted to correct your seeming error, so let it rest there. Attempts at further justification or apologies are unnecessary. You have acted from your hearts with love, and that love has been acknowledged and accepted, even though it may not be apparent in that moment. Love is all, and you therefore are love. Why do you think that every human seeks love? It is because you need to feel loved. You need to experience your real nature. You need to experience yourself. However, the vast majority of humans feel unloved or unworthy of being loved because this is an aspect of your chosen participation in the unreal game of separation. Deep within yourselves, but hidden from you by the constant ongoing experience of separation, is the knowing that you are loved, and you want and need to feel it, so you spend your lives looking for it, but where it is not, outside yourselves. And this is regularly confirmed for you as others, also seeking love outside themselves, often treat you unlovingly as they reflect their own unloving experiences back at you. To be separate is to be separated from love. This is impossible, but because the sole purpose of the illusory or dream state which you constructed eons ago, and in which your humanity experiences itself, is to experience separation from all, from love, from your true nature, that is what you experience. You have each spent countless human lives seeking outside yourselves that which is within you all, that which is your true nature, a state from which you can never be separated, namely love, the energy field that is all. The first step to finding that you are love is through self-acceptance. You all have chosen to incarnate many, many times in order to remember your true nature, to fully accept it, and to integrate with it. You are who God created you to be for eternal, harmonious, and joyful existence. That you is present within every sentient being. You are every sentient being. Nevertheless, your egos, the tiny, insane aspects of each of your human personalities, believe themselves to be separate, alone, even abandoned in a vast, unfeeling universe in which their survival is constantly threatened. To awaken is to know yourself once more as one, and a major part of humanity's awakening process is for you each to recognize that you used your free will to incarnate as a particular individual human being, unaware of that, but with a brilliant divine plan to come back to that knowing. While you continue to judge yourselves negatively and compare yourselves to others who seem to you to be blessed with better bodies or minds and with better families, friends, loved ones or living conditions, you will continue to feel dissatisfied, unfairly victimized, and you will be unable to awaken. To awaken is to awaken to the wonder that you are. And for you to do that, you absolutely have to accept yourselves totally and unconditionally. God created you perfect, and deep within yourselves you know that this is true. So why do you continuously judge His divine creation as unlovable, unworthy, and unacceptable? By doing so, you are judging God as either incompetent, vindictive, or both, and that truly is insane behavior. But you are not insane. You are His perfect divine creation. You have just forgotten that as you engage in life as humans in the unreal environment you constructed seemingly so long ago, but in truth only moments ago. You will awaken. Your awakening is inevitable because eternal sleep is impossible. In fact, sleep is an utterly unreal, impossible, and totally unnecessary state into which to enter for any whom God has created. In truth, you are eternally fully alive, fully aware, and fully awake, because there is no other state of existence. However, your God-given free will endowed you with the complete freedom to construct an imaginary or illusory state into which you could insert yourself as countless humans in form for a very limited period of time. All those individuals experiencing life in form as humans also have free will, and so it is up to them collectively to choose when to awaken, and they have finally made that choice. In contrast to the seeming chaos, confusion, conflict, and suffering that is occurring worldwide, the human collective is actually awakening. If you will look around and do your own research, instead of relying on the brainwashing hype of the mainstream media, you will find copious and abundant evidence demonstrating that this is the case. Therefore, trust yourselves and trust your source as you continue to assist magnificently with so many others, of whom so many nevertheless still remain unaware, in the collective awakening process, and uplift and inspire one another by celebrating this upcoming and momentous event every time you go within to your holy inner sanctuaries to invite and welcome love into your hearts. Your loving brother, Jesus.